Shalom. You are at the commemoration site for the soldiers from Battalion 13 of the Golani Brigade who fell during the Yom Kippur War on the Golan. On the eve of the war, the battalion, under the command of Ze'ev Oren, was responsible for the outposts along the northern section of the Golan, including the outpost on Mount Hermon. These outposts included Outposts 103, 104, 105, 107, 109, and 110. They received additional support from two armored platoons from Battalion 74 and artillery support. The locations of the outposts can be seen on the map in front of you. The soldiers had noticed changes in movement and arrangement of the Syrian troops along the border in the previous days, but it was only on Saturday, Yom Kippur, the 6th of October, 1973, that they actually received orders to prepare for war. They locked the outposts, gathered in the bunkers, and manned the observation positions. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Syrians opened a heavy bombardment all along the border, and in conjunction, they hit targets inside the Golan, including bases, junctions, and military headquarters. This was the signal for the opening of the war in which Syria and Egypt attacked simultaneously in full surprise the State of Israel. The bombardment caused heavy damage to the outposts, and immediately after this first offensive, armored and infantry Syrian forces started moving towards the borderline and towards the Israeli outposts. The IDF soldiers opened fire against them and were joined by the tanks of Battalion 74. The hits targeted the enemy and were successful in stopping them on the mined fences of the outposts. The artillery units were predisposed in other missions, forcing the soldiers in the outposts to operate their own 81-millimeter mortars. The tanks were able to hit the Syrian bridging tanks and avoided the advance of the enemy. The first night passed relatively quietly, but immediately by morning, the attacks were renewed. Outpost 104, which was on an important route for the Syrians, suffered the heaviest attacks and needed to be reinforced by the reconnaissance company of Golani. Soldiers in Outpost 110, located in the center of the Golan, identified that the main efforts of the Syrian army were in the center of the Golan and not in its northern part. Heavy Syrian forces were moving close to this outpost on their advance towards Nafah, where the headquarters of the Israeli forces was located. On the first night of the war, one of the soldiers in Outpost 110 noticed movements close to the gate. The soldiers in the outpost arranged themselves quietly, identified the enemy, and opened a hellfire. In the morning, the bodies of 14 Syrian soldiers were found on the fences of the outpost. A series of tough battles were led by the soldiers of Outpost 107. The outpost is located on flat land, close to the main route leading to Damascus. On this route, the Syrian army led the breakthrough operation into the northern Golan. Huge convoys of tanks and other military vehicles were observed from the outposts and hit by the tanks of Battalion 74. The soldiers in the outpost marked targets to the tanks and were even able to hit enemy tanks by themselves using bazooka anti-tank rocket launchers. On the fourth day of the war, one of the most crucial battles between the two sides took place nearby and received the name the Valley of Tears Battle. That afternoon, soldiers noticed that Syrian tanks were retreating and reported this to their superiors. It was the first sign for the end of the battles on the Golan and the beginning for the counterattack into Syria that would follow. In the early days of the war on the Golan, there was serious consideration to evacuate the soldiers from their outposts. Eventually, except for Mount Hermon, no outpost was evacuated and no outpost fell into the hands of the Syrians. Battalion 13 lost 23 soldiers during the Yom Kippur War. May their memory be blessed. Thank you for your attention.